Well, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
We're Santa's elves. We're just here a little early this year.
Santa's elves looking like the guys from Darlingside. Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having us along.
So we're really excited. You guys are going to be coming to town December 8th.
That is correct. Ooh. We, too, are very excited.
Playing over at the Egg.
Yep.
And then I heard that there's this new record coming, and that kind of got us even more excited. So there's a new album from Darlingside coming in 2018?
That's what we hear, yeah. That's word has it.
What have you guys been doing with yourselves? Making a record?
Tell them, Don.
We've been making a record, Harris. That's what we've been doing. I know that you and I were both semi-blacked out through most of the process due to sleep deprivation, creative expenditure, and, you know, emotional exhaustion. But in fact, that did happen. You and I, we made a record together, and now we're going to put it out into the world on February 23rd.
That is correct. Yeah.
February 23rd,
the new album. Yeah. And he's not lying about the emotional, but also the physical expenditure. There were a few nights where Don and I were both sleeping on the floor of the studio and waking up and continuing to record in the morning.
Wow.
Which at first was an emotional toll, but also I realized that it's important for the human body to experience sunlight and air after spending 5 days in a row indoors with no windows. Just to put that out there, that basic needs are something that we're rediscovering right now. Really pleased to be out of the bomb shelter.
Yeah, album recording can also be a scientific experiment on the side. So that was a fun feature.
See, I thought you were talking about the sleep deprivation because Harris has a new puppy and he's trying to figure out how to sleep and have a puppy.
Harris made a huge mistake and went from one sleep depriving activity, recording an album, straight into puppy training, which I guess is also one of the biggest offenders as far as no sleep.
Yeah, it's getting better. The first night, we had to take him out every about hour and a half, and now we've reached the ability to go 5.5 hours. I know really to the minute how much I'm able to sleep at this point. If you hear me yawning at any point in time, it's no disrespect. It is just the burden that I am having to carry in order to spend day in, day out with a wonderful, fluffy, furry little mock child.
And Harris, would you mind sharing with the class your secret to going from 1.5 to 5.5 hours between pee breaks? Is it or is it not, can you confirm, the adult diaper?
It is not. What it is cutting off water supply before bedtime. I highly recommend if there's anything that's keeping you awake at night, do not give it water. Whatever that happens to be, do not give it water within 1 to 2 hours of bed, and that includes yourself. Do not give yourself water, because if you're waking up to go to the bathroom, that is why. These are things that I'm learning through emerging from the album recording process and starting to reflect on daily life, the important things.
Harris and Don from Darlingside are here, and they dropped by. We're so excited to be able to play that new song, To Eschaton. So I'm going to ask you, if the name of the album is Extra Life?
That's correct.
What does that mean? It's all one word?
It is one word.
Is that a phrase I've never heard of before, or a word I've never heard of before?
Have you not, or have you never had an offspring or anyone in your company who played Nintendo?
What's Nintendo?
It is a video game system that was premiered during the 1990s, which is a decade in American and world history. Chris,
well, thank you for
that. We're happy to share with you that that was a term that was coined for when your character expires due to your negligence or mistake, then you get to restart. So you get an extra life to go try things. And so that's sort of the first layer of meaning behind the term extra life and was a generating idea for us in the album.
Don and Harris from Darlingside are here. Why don't we listen to Eschaton right now? How about that?
Sounds great.
Please.
All right.
You meet the Young Turks by the beer bridge. All of the lines are fixed. I hear the eschaton. I see our stripes on floating ground. No matter what we've been, we are the upshot now.
This is one of the first times we've ever heard Eschaton played on the air, so it's still exciting for us. So this is one of the first times when we've sincerely said, yes, please play our song. We'd like to hear our own song, because starting about a month or so from now, we'll be sick of hearing it and we'll want to hear anyone's song except our own song.
And that's Darling Side Eschaton. Don Harris, thank you guys for bringing along that track with you and letting us hear a little taste of Extra Life coming to us in February.
I noticed you didn't say immediately afterwards whether it was a thumbs up or thumbs down for you, Chris. Is that, are you trying to kind of hedge your bets? Are you undecided?
Well, sometimes I feel like I should, you know, be reserved in my, but I can't be. This is really freaking awesome, guys. I mean, really, it's a great song.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Oh, you didn't have to say that.
I have to say, I was not expecting what I heard, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, after Birds Say, I wasn't sure what to expect necessarily, but the electronics, the sound just really kind of grabbed me right out of the gate. It's a really cool sound.
Thank you.
You guys, how long did it take it? Because it seems like there's a lot of layers on it, but at the same time, it seems pretty, like, bare. How did you do that? Am I characterizing it right?
I think that's correct. And sometimes just by virtue of not having full drum kit, when making a song like this, it allows sort of more of the guts of the track to be apparent. There's more of a transparency in the arrangement there. And so by combining sort of acoustic instruments, acoustic guitar, violin, cello, things like that, with something like an electronic arpeggiating synthesizer, it still has a kind of emptiness or skeletal structure. There's a lot of empty holes in there sonically, whereas I think most bands that would be using a synthesizer would have more sustained tones and more kind of goop and more percussion and things that are kind of stuffing the gaps. We still, you know, first and foremost are a singing group. The vocal arrangements and the voices are at the forefront of what we're doing oftentimes. We like to position those sounds, even if it's an arpeggiator, sort of as a support structure around the voices and keep those things up front. So the sound that's happening on Eschaton, the track that was just played, is an arpeggiator going then through Don's guitar pedals and overdriving into an amplifier and being able to sort of combine two different ends of our instrumentation and effects processing to create new sounds. So it's actually sort of a very natural process to have arrived at this place, but it might sound like a bigger leap to some of our listening base. Like, whoa, how'd we get there? And it's like, for us, oh, we just flipped the switch one ratchet forward and here we are.
So hearing Eschaton, sort of the first sampling track we have from this record, where do we go from here for as listeners? Are we expecting that there's going to be more of that kind of sound on there? And how did you get here with this? I mean, what kind of stuff were you guys sort of thinking about when you were making this record, Extra Life?
Well, I'd say for one thing, don't count that one track as a representation of what every track is going to sound like. Mm-hmm. Because if there's anything that a band that has four songwriters in it does, it's diversity of song types. I would say that on this album, it's sort of the classic Darling Side album arc, if you could call it that, after just a couple full-length albums, where it's a roller coaster and there are a few songs that are maybe even more acoustic and stripped than some of what was on Birds Say. And then there's other songs that are more raging than Eschaton and have more things going on. So that track, I think, you know, epitomizes some of the combinations that happen on the record, where we still have the big, you know, barbershoppy harmonies, where we get to drop in that flat seven on the chorus and kind of be the geeky barbershop singers that we are. But then also we get to rock out on some kind of more futuristic sounds via somehow a 1990s synthesizer tone through a 70s fuzz box. I'd say there's a lot of diversity on the record, and just get excited to fly by the seat of your pants and see what happens. And as far as what we were thinking about when we were putting it together and why that happened, well, I think the four writers thing explains some of the diversity, for one, that we all are individual writers and kind of bring in nuggets of ideas and we combine them with each other's ideas, and then someone else might write the lyric set to it. So we really kind of throw everything at the wall and we're not afraid to experiment with a lot of different stuff. And so this album, like all the other albums before, took us in some fun new directions that we weren't even expecting. Also, on this album in particular, you know, the last year has been a really tumultuous one in this country and as we've started touring abroad as well. I think as we're all kind of continuing to evolve as human beings and citizens and all of those kinds of things, you know, we're thinking about the state of the world and processing some of those things through our music. Some of what's going on this record, Extra Life, isn't just a gimmicky fun reference to a Nintendo game, but it's also sort of, it's about what comes after, and whether that's a theological question or that's a political question or that's an environmental catastrophic kind of a question. That's part of what the extra life means to me when I think about it. It's that question of what comes next after the thing you thought maybe was the end of the world. What comes after?
And then were there sort of inspirational musical inspirations that sort of helped you guys think about how this would turn out sonically?
With four songwriters all listening to a wide range of things, a little bit of everything kind of sifts down into what ends up being the album. I think that all the subliminal things that we're listening to kind of trickle down. There are things that come up referentially between us when we're saying, oh yeah, how about that thing that sounds like Baba O'Reilly, for instance, from The Who, where you take a very simple sort of glitching sound from a synthesizer or an organ and manipulate that tone to create a loop. A rhythmic loop, essentially, mm-hmm. for a whole song, almost like a droning pattern, and then use organic instrumentation to overlay on top of that loop so that there's this sort of tension between this robotic sound that is continuously looping and the energy of a live performance of people in the room superimposed on that. We went into this process with a few songs that had the working title Baba O'Reilly, where you just say, oh, Baba O'Reilly, which one?
Which one?
You know, Eschaton was one that I think at some point had that name, or one of those Baba O'Reilly style tunes. Yeah, we reference things like that sometimes, even if the song, it doesn't really sound same, it doesn't have the same chordal structure, right. Or the same tune, but it was in that sense, texturally.
I'm here with Don and Harris, Darlingside. Darlingside's putting out a new record in 2018 for us called Extra Life, and they're coming to town. They're going to be here December 8th. You guys posted on Instagram some really cool sort of teaser videos, mm-hmm. and at least one of those had a very, very Beach Boys-esque kind of big cavernous recording room kind of sound.
Yeah, there have been a number of Smile Sessions releases in the past 10 years where we've been going back to the records and kind of looking at what happened during the post-Pet Sounds era for the Beach Boys. And they did release albums from that era, but they were not the ones that were initially intended. And so going back to that, we really enjoyed the fact that Smile Sessions, that release, contained a lot of tidbits. They were just these interludes between larger chunks that felt like songs. Yeah, some of the tracks on there, like Our Prayer, is just a vocal intro. And so we thought, hey, why don't we ever do a vocal intro? So there's one song where we kind of did an intro and an outro in two different keys that carry you into the song and out of the song. And that was one of the ones in the teaser video. And we also, yeah, just really enjoyed the eclectic nature of that album and how things could kind of turn on a dime even within a song. So that was definitely a reference point for us.
A diamond necklace played the pawn, hand in hand, sun groaned the long walk to a handsome man in the dark. Diamond, diamond. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum.
I'm here with Don and Harris, Darlingside. Darlingside's putting out a new record in 2018 for us called Extra Life, and they're coming to town. They're going to be here December 8th. So you're going to bring this little 18-inch thing with you? Is that how you'll play some of these songs using that?
That's the plan right now. We're going to be in rehearsals for a while and arranging the songs for a live format. Likely we will bring that little instrument along. We already had started to introduce it to our live set over the past touring season when we were on the road with a duo, Francis Lucacord, who are out of Chicago. They were starting to incorporate this instrument, the Septivox, into our set for certain songs that use those sort of basic early electronic organ tones, things like Whippoorwill, some of the songs from that EP, where we were using more sort of beds of organ tones. And so it's already started to creep into our set. Now it might just, on a few songs, kind of poke through a bit more.
We call that old cabin the Whippoorwill. Drawing up plans from Wicca.
Don and Harris, Darlingside. Darlingside's putting out a new record in 2018 for us called Extra Life, and they're coming to town. They're going to be here December 8th.
You mentioned, you know, doing it with four people, but now you guys can almost incorporate a fifth person, right? I mean, didn't Dave bring along another Darlingside?
He did, but that one, I mean, we're going to consider him to be in the pipeline. He's only a few weeks old, so we're thinking it's just a little too soon, Chris, but if you'd like to apply to to kind of keep his seat warm for him until he's ready to fill into it.
That could be dangerous. You remember what happened when you handed me the guitar on stage, don't you? I tried really hard not to drop it.
That's true. I do remember
that. That's about the best I could do. Don't drop it, Chris.
Yeah,
I'm just holding this thing.
You're ahead of him already.
You look great not dropping the guitar, though, Chris. And that's what really counts for musicians on stage, is how do they look appearing to do a thing?
Oh, really?
You know?
If I only knew that. If I knew that then, I probably would have been a little less nervous about it. I was very nervous holding hands me the guitar. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? Don't drop it. That's the first thing. Don't drop it.
You were doing great. You were doing great. Keep it up.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness. This is 97.7 EXT with Harrison Don from Darlingside. Again, their new album coming out in February 23rd, called Extra Life. Is there anything that you'd want to add to this at this moment right here? Some music that maybe you'd want to hear?
The first one that comes to mind, as far as in light of some of the discussion we've been having, is Harrison Ford from our previous record, Birds Say. That song already is pointing to some of the looping electronic things that we're talking about on this album, where we take a hand percussion loop and built the song on top of that rhythmic loop, and it started to play around with that kind of arrangement of almost sampling tones on top of some sort of looping sound. I think that kind of connects to things like Eschaton. I think that song kind of connects it.
Dreaming shoots a lot of sleep through two alarms, and when I stumble through the doorway with my hands through the arms of the sweater that the dry cleaner gave me back to size down. To the bus, not a second to spare, but there's freeze frame traffic till the intersection where I'm scheduled for a meeting with a man who looks like Harrison Ford.
Hey, this is Darlingside,
and you've left regular radio behind.
You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
So we're in the studio. Harris and Don from Darlingside are here. I want to remind folks that they're going to be playing in town with the other two guys from Darlingside who are not here today. Are they on vacation still? Did you let them sleep in? Dave missed the bus?
Dave has that tiny little child, only a few weeks old,
right.
And we are all thrilled about it. And, you know, you need a minion to help bring you food and drink and things. And so, Oyen has to remain at home at the ready to care for Dave, who's caring for the child.
Oh, see, I thought where you were going with that, Harris, was that Dave's son is going to be the minion in the future.
At first, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, we're just very long-term planners within the band. But I don't want to assume anything for Dave's child. I want the future to be an open book for him. So I do think that while it would be great if he grows up to want to be a minion of ours, I would also be happy if he wants to be a minion here at WEXT or anywhere, really, you know?
Mm, yeah.
As long as he's a minion somewhere.
You know, you guys crack me up here in the studio, you crack me up on stage, and I love listening to songs like Harrison Ford, which also cracked me up. It's a lot of fun. Do you guys have a lot of fun in this band?
Absolutely. We like to explore, also musically, and I think this happens on pretty much any album we create, but sort of the light sides and the dark sides of things and enjoy, you know, occasionally either a more lighthearted or kind of jocular arrangement or set of lyrics, and then shortly thereafter swing it towards something considerably either more serious or just tackling bigger questions. And by fitting those pieces together, at least maybe let me come at it this way, the albums that have impacted me the most and that I return to the most over time show that kind of range of being able to make me laugh and then break me.
So would you guys consider this almost the calm before the storm? Like this, do you have a moment to breathe as you finish the record and you're getting ready to get it going.
Yes, those of us who didn't just have a child or decide to take on the training of a puppy are enjoying a really nice calm before the storm. And those of us who have taken on the care of a tiny being are enjoying a storm before the storm. And that's cool, too.
That's cool, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Series of storms is not a bad thing.
Well, guys, I thank you so much for taking the time to come by and share the music with us and a little bit about what goes on behind that music. Well,
thank you guys for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here, really.
Extra Life's coming out February 23rd, a little closer at hand, December 8th. These guys are going to be on stage with the rest of Darling Side. Oh, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We were always on our way, rolling up our sleeves, ever moving forward. But the only way to go is to go back.
I'm Darius,
and we're Darling Side.
This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.